Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
It's been quite a while now since the Democratic Alliance in Nelson Mandela Bay announced that they would be seeking a vote of no confidence in Mayor Eugenie Johnson, and that through coalition they believed they had enough votes to have her ousted in favour of their candidate, Retief Oordendal. For an update on that process, we're fortunate enough to have Retief Oordendal himself speaking to us on That Weekend Feeling today. Retief, good morning.
Well, yes, it has indeed been a while. At the end of July, we announced the fact that we are going to make a bid to take over government and oust the ANC. At that stage, we put together a multi-party coalition, which consisted out of 56 seats, which would have been a minority coalition. Unfortunately, we could not muster up the required numbers, which is 61, in order to remove the ANC from government. We have since been in further negotiations, and we've managed to negotiate with other coalition partners, and we are in the process of putting together a majority coalition, which will oust the ANC, and we believe that hopefully we would have ousted the ANC by the end of this month already.
End of September.
Yes.
What has happened up until now at council meetings? Has the vote of no confidence been introduced, been voted on, or has it all been put on the back burner for now?
No, the motion of no confidence has been tabled. We were having a council meeting last week, Wednesday. The ANC did not pitch at that meeting because if they realized if they pitched, they would have been voted out. So the only way that the ANC can now cling to power is if they don't come to council meetings. And the problem is that there's a motion of no confidence that they will have to face. So they can't get on with council business before we've dealt with that motion of no confidence. But we are very, very confident that our coalition partners are all in agreement that the best way for Nelson Mandela Bay to move forward is to oust the ANC. We've seen how the city administration has come to a grinding halt. There's more than 20,000 potholes outstanding. There's 5,500 sewage blockages. There are 10,000 streetlights that are out. And the city has, over the last year, up till end of June this year, only built 28 houses. Now, that's an absolute travesty in a city that's got a housing crisis. So all these prospective coalition partners, I believe, has got the best interests of the city at heart. They can see that the ANC is not working, and that the only way that we can fix Nelson Mandela Bay is to get rid of the ANC.
Is there any chance that, as they did last month, the ANC avoid monthly meetings and, as a result, you can never vote on that vote of no confidence? Or is there a way around that?
No, eventually they will have to fight the inevitable motion of no confidence. So they will not be able to prevent going to council meetings forever. As I say, we are in the process of putting a multi-party majority coalition together, which will then mean that even if the ANC does not pitch at a council meeting, we'll be able to remove their government. So we're very, very confident that we'll put a new government in place within the next 2 weeks, and we look forward to bringing some kind of stability to an administration that is essentially collapsed. And I think that all your listeners can attest to the fact that Nelson Mandela Bay has never been in such a dysfunctional state as just now. And I think the bottom line is, people just want the city to work. They don't even care who is in charge. Political parties need to realize that they need to put their selfish interests aside and work together for the greater good of the city. And we need that kind of change to get Nelson Mandela Bay working again right now.
How many parties make up this new coalition of yours, Retief?
Well, if the coalition agreement is signed as we would want it, it would be 10 coalition partners, which makes it a massive coalition. And obviously, there's quite there's different interests there and different values and principles. It will not be an easy coalition to manage. But as I've already mentioned, I think that we are at a crossroads in South Africa where the ANC is likely not to get a 50% at the national elections in 2024. And I think that all eyes are now on opposition parties, from our voters, to see whether we can actually put our differences aside and work together as an alternative to the ANC. So there's a lot at stake here for all political parties to prove to the electorate that we can actually do this. And that is why we are so committed to working together and to trying to bring some stability to Nelson Mandela Bay.
Now, as you pointed out, Retief, 10 partners in a coalition is going to be very, very tough to manage. And looking at the DA's history in the city, coalition politics was pretty much what brought them down last time.
Yes, well, look, it's not always plain sailing when it comes to coalition politics. But as I've already mentioned, I think that all political parties across the political spectrum, opposition parties, that is, realize that they need to put their own interests aside for the greater good. And I think that if parties have got that mindset and they are willing to meet each other halfway and always take decisions that is in the best interest of the city, I think that there's very little that will stand in the way of the coalition working. I have spent a lot of time over the last month and a half to try and build up a good trust relationship with coalition partners, prospective coalition partners in Nelson Mandela Bay, and I think I've achieved that. I've made it very, very clear that the DA's relationship with other parties in Nelson Mandela Bay must be one that is based on mutual respect and trust. And I think that we are going to achieve that because we have seen that we can already work together over the last couple of weeks.
All going well then. You have the vote of no confidence coming up in September, all sorted out by the end of the month. The exact date of that meeting, Retief, do you have it at hand?
Well, that's going to be determined by the Speaker. I think that you would have noticed that the Speaker of Council is now back in the seat, in the hot seat, so to speak, and it's within his prerogative to obviously call that Council meeting, but it's likely to be very, very soon, if not next week already.
We appreciate you joining us today on that Weekend Feeling. Have a good day, Retief Ordendal.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That was that Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.